This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. Top story this morning, and Jamie Dupree has some examples of the fake postings in his blog at WOKV.com, kind of an echo of the 2016 campaign. Facebook officials announcing they've deactivated several dozen political accounts that they say were fake, and the social media threat to the U.S. political system kind of comes full circle and in focus today as the Senate Intelligence Committee is hearing those new examples. Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington, and obviously Facebook has been under pressure to act more swiftly when it spots these sort of things with the whole Cambridge Analytica thing that happened earlier in the year. So is this a matter of maybe getting out in front of something before they get called to the carpet and say, you're not doing enough here?
Yeah, you remember Mark Zuckerberg being hauled in before congressional committees. He was the most wanted man in Washington there for a while, and he testified and did say that they would do more to stop this kind of thing. So, yeah, with these several dozen political accounts appear to be suspended. And this comes also as U.S. intelligence officials have said and have warned that Russia could try to meddle in the midterm elections. So this is something they're on top of. And as you mentioned, there's a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing on the social media threat to the U.S. political system today. But Homeland Security has said over and over again that really, because elections are locally based, it's up to the states to ask for help when it comes to securing elections. And as you know, the president just held a few days back a meeting with intelligence officials on election security. You have to imagine that Russia came up then, too.
Yeah, Facebook officials would not definitively say who was behind the effort, but a finger of suspicion was pointed directly at Russia, and security officials say the activity resembled many of the actions that had occurred on social media platforms during the 2016 campaign. Jamie Dupree is going to be digging into that Senate Intel Committee hearing a little bit later today. Be listening for an update from Jamie. Listen for stories from Washington, from Fox News' Rachel Sutherland through the day today, and especially during Jacksonville's news at noon, a full 10 minutes of news as you head out the door for lunch.